global pharmaceutical market information, and updates. Insight. It is a heavyweight looking at the market because it directly affects health. Future trends seem more promising and point towards growth potential. Such outlooks are hardly rebellion elsewhere, especially seeing the importance of pharmaceuticals in the health and well-being of people increasing every day. As the economy matures and the global population grows, so is the need for medication. And this is the reason how and why the scene of international market expansion is continuously bright. 1. An overview of the global pharmaceutical market. The global pharmaceutical market is predicted to achieve $1.6 trillion in 2023, an increase of $100 billion from 2022. Such growth has been confirmed by Frost & Sullivan's reports and analyses after forecasting that this market would reach $1,681.4 billion in 2025, which is an approximate growth rate of 5.3%. There is no significant disturbance in this quote. Let's borrow additional forecasts that estimate the market will reach $2,033.3 billion by 2030 and will grow at 3.9% from 2025. The global pharmaceutical market is poised to increase in value significantly. With self-esteem rated in the trillions, the pharmaceutical business is of incredible importance for health and economic constituents of the globe. Market leaders, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Roche, invest time and money in research and development, R&D, always trying to introduce new and improved products. 2. Pharmaceutical market trends 2.1. The diversity of available biological pharmaceuticals is steadily increasing. The COVID-19 pandemic has undoubtedly sparked an enormous change in consumers' attitudes and behaviors across numerous industries. Health is becoming a crucial concern for individuals and engaging in sustainable consumption patterns. Such change in society is also beginning to affect the pharmaceutical industry. In the past, the global pharmaceutical industry has mostly been characterized by chemical and biological drugs. Chemical drugs were the dominant sources of revenue. The market for biological drugs is, however, seen posting considerable growth. What is fueling this shift are the innovations occurring within biotechnology. The biotech industry is improving treatment diversity and effectiveness, enhancing therapeutics' efficacy and safety, and broadening applications. The quickly growing market size and share of biological drugs is particularly noteworthy because antibody drugs are the fastest growing and top-selling category of pharmaceuticals worldwide. 2.2. The growing popularity of generic drugs. The pharmaceutical market is seeing robust expansion propelled primarily by two factors. Certain medications' patents are becoming due, and easy-to-scale demand for inexpensive healthcare products. The world and society are aging, and the cost of new medications continues to increase, so healthcare is becoming ever costlier. Generic drugs are being pushed forwards as economically viable alternatives by many governments. This phenomenon is predicted to be one of the key drivers of the development of the pharmaceutical industry shortly. When the exclusive patent for a particular brand over a medicine ends, the company that did the primary research and development for the drug ceases to have monopoly power. This leads to increased competition in the generic drug market, primarily focused on price. Cost control is key for businesses to focus on their core issues. However, pharmaceutical production still has a very high threshold regarding API supply and stability, technical reserves, environmental protection capabilities, and cost advantages. Thanks to the growth of the generic drug market, the demand for API companies is also predicted to grow rapidly. 2.3. The market for cancer treatments is predicted to explode. The pharmaceutical industry is expanding thanks to technology, demographic changes, and legislative updates. One significant aspect driving this growth is the increasing life expectancy. Additionally, the growing incidence of chronic and infectious diseases adds to the need for specialized drugs. Cancer is a substantial market for drug sales globally and is projected to grow significantly. Following closely behind are medications for autoimmune disorders and diabetes. 2.4. AI applications in drug research and development. Research and development can be considered as one of the core drivers of the pharmaceutical market. Pharmaceutical companies dedicate much of their resources to R&D to design and produce new drugs and therapies that improve health and fill unmet medical needs. A technology that has been making waves for the last decade or so, and is now being fast-tracked across several industries, pharmaceuticals included, is artificial intelligence. The idea of AI in drug development comes with numerous attractive prospects, especially in speeding the drug commercialization process. A statistic that stands out in the pharmaceutical space is the projection that the amount spent on AI in that sector will reach $3 billion by 2025, as companies use such technologies to help reduce the time and cost of bringing new drugs to the market. As a result, AI-focused partnerships aimed at drug development are on the rise. 2.5. Focus on mental health. Today's young generation is placing a huge emphasis on mental well-being, leading to a surge in research and medication to address mental health conditions like depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorder. This rising demand for mental health products is driving the market forward. Personalized healthcare is another key trend we're seeing. Many advanced technologies are used to pinpoint the most effective treatments for individual patients. 3. Opportunities and challenges of the global pharmaceutical industry. 3.1. New opportunities in global consumer demand. The pharmaceutical market is booming and holds many exciting opportunities for the future. Here are a few key trends. Expansion of the healthcare industry's demand. The gradual global increase in the aging population necessitates the treatment of many lifelong illnesses, most notably heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. Further, people have more money today, which allows them to seek more healthcare services. And let's not forget that people are becoming more aware of their health, leading to an increased demand for supplements and preventive measures. The emergence of new trends in the market. The medical industry never lacks direction, and hence, we see new trends that benefit the producers. Though such things as generic, biosimilars, or personal medicine are still new, everyone knows they are only a matter of time. Innovations in technology. One of the leaders in creating more effective and selective drugs with minimal side effects is biotechnology, specifically gene therapy and immunotherapy. Nanotechnology has its role as well, where it increases the drug's effectiveness and absorption in our bodies. Overall, the global pharmaceutical market is doing exceptionally well, providing drug manufacturers, investors, and consumers with many prospects. Still, companies must be flexible in these shifting landscapes, change their technology, and innovate new products and services that serve the people. 3.2. Challenges facing the pharmaceutical industry. Apart from the possibilities, there are also threats to the pharmaceutical market. Following are some factors that need proper regard. The increasing cost of research and development. Research and development, R&D, investment has always been a considerable expenditure within the pharmaceutical industry. Due to the complexity of the processes involved, the volume of clinical trials that must be conducted, and the scope of investment in new processes, these costs are growing. Additionally, the controversy of developing new drugs is increasing because most therapeutic targets have been developed and the pathways of the disease are not well established yet. Increasing regulatory requirements. There is a global trend that foreign health authorities are becoming ever more thorough as to the scientific evidence that depicts the safety and/or efficacy of a protected drug within the market. New emerging players. New biotech companies continue to emerge and enhance the competition in the R&D of new drugs. However, a number of barriers existed for pharmaceutical companies to enter new markets, such as drug registration laws, tariffs, and varying healthcare systems. Price pressure. There is a global insistence on mutual price control that leads to a substantial shift in the majority of countries. A considerable fraction of primary care is already under the management of the state. Most patients, specifically in developing economies, have a hard time getting the means to pay for medical aid. Accessibility in developing countries. Apart from the relatively high cost of medication in many developing nations, the lack of adequate health facilities burdens the people. Most citizens residing in underdeveloped countries have high levels of unemployment and low earnings, which make affordable drugs beyond their reach. The logistics of distributing medications to the patients in nation constructions that develop economies are incomplete. Pharmaceutical companies must adapt their strategies and be able to seek creative ideas to break the constraints posed by these challenges. At the same time, ensure that the medicine is in good shape for the cause of increasing the health and the quality of the people's lives. Conclusion. So, the global pharmaceutical market has a ton of potential, but also faces some big challenges. To unlock that potential, the industry must tackle research costs, regulations, market competition, and getting medicines to people in developing countries. Along with keeping up with technology, pharma companies need to be transparent, responsible, and innovative.